The old state school poaching talent debate is back front and centre this morning. We know of at least five principals who have made the switch from public to private, and they can double their salary doing it. The PPTA's Jack Boyle is worried.
One of the implications of principals from public schools moving into private schools is that they've done a lot of that learning and development within the state system. There's therefore been quite a bit of an investment in terms of resourcing and support, and then they can be lost to the system.
Now, the principal of Long Bay College, Russell Brook, he's moving to the Academic College Group in Parnell's campus private school, and he is with us. Russell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What's your rationale?
Change, something different to do. I've reached that time where I'm looking for something different, and I can't see myself going into the ministry or face another school that's... My heart belongs to Long Bay, so I need to do something different.
And you thought private, or you just thought change generally?
I wasn't thinking or looking at all, and someone said, hey, consider this opportunity. And I looked at it, and, you know, the friends that knew me talked about where I was in my life, and I thought, opportunity, let's go for it. I'm pretty excited by it too. It's great.
Good. So you should be. Is the money a key?
It's not a key. It is relevant. I mean, obviously, it will help me in retirement, and I've got to think about that. Teaching is not well paid at any part of the secondary school, whether it's the principal or whether it's the teacher aide, you know, toileting children for $20 an hour. So it is relevant, but it's not the reason I'm going.
What about the flexibility and the influence you would have on the school you're going to? That would be better in a private facility, wouldn't it?
Now, that's an interesting point. In the States, like I'm a one-man operator in a sense, and I love it. You know, you're managing the board, you're managing your school, and you've got a lot of freedom to do things. It's probably the ministry that's difficult, and that's not meant to put them down. It's just the model. Whereas the private school, particularly ACG, is very exciting. It's got a clarity of vision. I have one boss and the CEO, and they are pretty clear about what they want me to do. And that's hugely exciting. It's a great school.
And so if you're one of a number, and this is a trend, what's your advice to the state facilities as regards keeping people like you in place?
I'm not sure it's a trend because we're probably all going for different reasons. To me, I'd say it's a wonderful reflection on state schools. You know, Taka Grammar, Rangitoto, Long Bay College, Mount Albert Grammar, fantastic schools. In many ways, they're businesses already because they're well and above what the state's providing. And that the private schools want to utilise our schools, I think, is a real credit to the state system.
Good on you. Well, good luck in the new job, Russell. Appreciate your time very much. Russell Brook, who is heading to New Pastures, and who, in many respects, can blame him. But I'm not sure whether the principals are operating on the same basis as the teachers. But this union-initiated idea that all teachers with the same level of experience, in other words, all teachers, if you've been in school for 3 years, you must get paid the same. That's insanity. It is madness. It doesn't operate anywhere else in the world. And they insist on it, and they reap what they sow, basically.